read the verse that we had in class this morning. It's really quite suitable. This is Hiranyakashipu, who wants to get revenge on Lord Vishnu for the death of Hiranyaksha. So he tells his demon friends how to perpetrate heinous crimes upon those living entities connected with Lord Vishnu. He says, Yatra yatra dvija gavo veda varnashamakriya tam tam janapadam yatra sandi payata vrishchaita. Immediately go where there is good protection for the cows and Brahmins, and wherever the Vedas are studied in terms of the Varnashram principles. Set fire to those places and cut from the roots the trees there, which are the source of life. Quite a demoniac proposal. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The picture of a proper human civilization is indirectly described here. In a perfect human civilization, there must be a class of men fully trained as perfect Brahmins. Similarly, there must be Kshatriyas to rule the country very nicely according to the injunctions of the Shastras, and there must be Vaishyas who can protect the cows. The word Gava indicates that cows should be given protection. Because the Vedic civilization is lost, cows are not protected, but instead indiscriminately killed in slaughterhouses. Such are the acts of demons. Therefore, this is a demoniac civilization. The Varnashram Dharma mentioned here is essential for human civilization. Unless there is a Brahmin to guide, a Kshatriya to rule perfectly, and a perfect Vaishya to produce food and protect the cows, how will people live peacefully? It is impossible. Another point is the trees also should be given protection. During its lifetime, a tree should not be cut for industrial enterprise. In Kali Yuga, trees are indiscriminately and unnecessarily cut for industry, in particular for paper mills that manufacture a profuse quantity of paper for the publication of demoniac propaganda, nonsensical literature, huge quantities of newspapers, and many other paper products. This is a sign of demoniac civilization. The cutting of trees is prohibited unless necessary for the service of the Lord. Yagyartat karmanonyatya lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Work done as sacrifice for Lord Vishnu must be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. But if the paper mill stopped producing paper, one may argue, how can our ISKCON literature be published? The answer is that the paper mills should manufacture paper only for the publication of ISKCON literature, because ISKCON literature is published for the service of Lord Vishnu. This literature clarifies our relationship with Lord Vishnu, and therefore the publication of ISKCON literature is the performance of yagya. Yagartat karmanonyatya lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Yagya must be performed, as indicated by superior authorities. The cutting of trees simply to manufacture paper for the publication of unwanted literature is the greatest sinful act. Interesting, isn't it? The greatest sinful act. Prabhupada talks about killing of animals, abortion, as greatly sinful acts. Here he's talking about the greatest sinful act of cutting trees unnecessarily. We should keep that in mind in trying to be green, in trying to be in harmony with the environment. We should consider just how much paper is wasted, paper towels, newspapers, magazines, books, etc., etc., etc. Srila Prabhupada here says the only valid use of paper is the publishing of Krishna conscious literature or things that are essentially in relationship to Krishna service or yagya. Other things should not be there. Reminded here of Srila Prabhupada's statement, unless there is a Brahmin to guide. Today is the disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, who we know as being Narada Muni, as part of the tattva known as Pancha Tattva, the ontological principle or truths of personality of Godhead, described by Krishna Ras Kaviraj Goswami, Pancha Tattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakti Avatara Bhaktiakam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Generally, in Vaishnava literature, particularly in Shruti and other texts, there's no real mention to this type of tattva, this pancha tattva. This has been elaborated upon by our recent acharyas, Jiva Goswami and such, in order to clarify the very confidential and secret nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is touched upon, but very generally described in Vedic literature. Similarly, all of his principles and truths are also indirectly spoken of, not directly spoken of. But here we find five truths, five tattvas, of which the devotee of the devotee is Srivas Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur says that chadiyato rasiva nischa parichishibha, that unless you are the servant of a servant, you cannot be a Vaishnav. Vaishnav is not a matter of wearing tilak and dhoti or sari. It's not a matter of knowing well Vedic literature. It's the matter of being dasa das and das. Therefore, the symptom of a servant is that he has service, and that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in even more common terminology, says that Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kuku, that one is willing to be that dog. If you talk about being a servant, that's about as lowly a servant mood as one can adopt, being the dog of a Vaishnava. So when we're the servants of a Vaishnav, we embody the principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much appreciated in Srivas Thakur. And one of the very clear principles of being a servant is that a servant does whatever is required of the master. And for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, a servant, was willing to adopt the risk of housing the Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nocturnal kirtans could have taken place in his home, but they weren't. They took place in Srivas Thakur's home. As a consequence, Srivas was belittled by the Brahmin community. He was rejected by the Shaktas and the others. There was an entire smear campaign in order to accuse him and his family members of being drunkards and who knows what else, for housing that loud noise, quote-unquote, that took place in the name of the glorification of God. These were the allegations that were placed against him. Srivas Thakur didn't mind. He continued having these programs on a regular basis in his home. So that reminds one of the necessity of opening our houses, opening our homes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, and by that gaining Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very fond of Srivas Thakur, his family, members, even Srivas Thakur's servant, whose name was Duki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renamed as being Suki. He said that even a dog in Srivas Thakur's home is my intimate associate. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood when we follow in the footsteps of Srivas Thakur, something that we can do well to meditate on today, on his disappearance day. Srivas Thakur left this world in the absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being even elder than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by a generation. Still, he knew nothing else other than the Lord, and therefore he couldn't stand that separation. So let's offer our obeisances to this great personality who we worship as one of the five main components of the Sankirtan movement, who spearheads the Sankirtan movement, and also try to emulate his example of being a real servant of the servant. Hare Krishna.